This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Truth is, traditional reasons, or throughout human history, the typical reasons of going to war are no longer necessary. We don't need to go to war for land. We can just build up. We don't need to go to war for resources. We have technology that we can have abundant resources for all. So what is the need for war now? Well, it's a racket. Money, power, greed. So really, you could argue that war is not even necessary in the 21st century at all. And yet here we are. Concerns of nuclear war among us. And it really is a game of chicken, nuclear chicken. It really is a game of political corruption. Because the leaders like Victoria Nuland in the West know if they're exposed, they're going to be seen as the true war criminals. The Biden administration knows if people knew the truth, they would be seen as the one with blood on their hands. And then you have the Washington Post. So what happened to the left being anti-war, by the way? That changed. It just shows you how they're all brainwashed. Or how their real foundation is whatever conservatives are for, we're against it. So during the Bush years, they saw conservatives were pro-war. They got tricked with the 9/11 false flag. And so the liberals came out as anti-war. But now that the conservative side of the aisle is anti-war, now the liberals are pro-war. This is the Washington Post. Republicans used to back Ukraine, then came middle fingers in Alabama. Like, oh, those rednecks in Alabama don't like war. Well, okay, wouldn't that be a good thing? So the rednecks in Alabama have more common sense and general geopolitical knowledge than your average Ivy League liberal, huh? Nice. But that's funny. The middle fingers in Alabama. Stupid rednecks don't like war, says the limousine liberal. It's not about Ukraine. It's about war. It's about the military-industrial complex. And the Republican voters have woken up to the game. That's why the new Republican Party that's being forced into existence by the Republican voters. And it's more just common sense. It might not even be a geopolitical or war thing. It's how is it we have hundreds of billions of dollars for Ukraine, and yet we can't secure the border, and yet the average American now lives paycheck to paycheck? That's just common sense stuff. You don't even need advanced geopolitical knowledge. You don't even need to understand or care about what's going on in Ukraine. That's basic common sense. That's basic, the need to exist and not have your life threatened. That's all that is. Liberals don't seem to get it, though. Isn't that funny? They never do. They all have their Ukraine flags in their bio. All the Democrats wear the Ukraine flag on their lapel pin.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without a letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Stuff. There's no doubt about it. This is heavy stuff, but right there on the screen, that's the state capitol. That's the U.S. Congress. That's where the threats to our country exist. Not on the other side of the planet. Right there in Washington, D.C. And most of them occupied the Democrat Party and wear Ukraine flag lapel pins. They let you know. They let you know. Well, there's other wars that are now going on because of the weakness of the Biden administration. And that would be now in Israel and the Gaza Strip. And I think, I don't know the number of countries now that have made statements condemning the genocide in the Gaza Strip. But that number continues to rise as the deaths of Palestinians continue to rise as well. And you can't even have an honest conversation about that without people getting all defensive. And you can't even have a real conversation about that because nobody wants to address the origins of it. On October 7th, when the IDF stood down. So you can say, well, look, there's a self-defense. This is a war. This is a reaction. Okay, well, even if you just pose it as a hypothetical, well, what if the IDF did stand down? What if Netanyahu wanted that to happen so that he could launch this and build the legacy of Israel conquering the Gaza Strip? Would you still support it then? Just a hypothetical. So this is some of the latest. More than 100 killed as Israeli forces open fire in chaos at Gaza food lines, Palestinian Health Ministry says. Now, look, I don't take anything at face value. So I can look on one side of the aisle and there's all the war propaganda from Israel. I can look at the other side of the aisle and there's all the war propaganda from Palestinians. But at some point, you compare and the contrast the two, and your instincts start to take you in a certain situation. And really, the Israelis don't even hide it, folks. They don't hide it. The Israeli soldiers go and bomb the entire Gaza Strip, and then they make posts on social media laughing with the children's clothes and the children's toys and their little toy compartments and their toy chests, and they think it's funny. So it's I don't have to sit here and like have a conspiracy theory. Oh, look, the Israeli defense thinks it's funny they're killing kids. And they brag about it. They post about it. It's celebrated in Israel when they do this. There's other videos again, you can say it's propaganda. Well, okay, what about the beheaded kid story that then they admit never even happened? What about the images they put out? And then they admit it was AI. But yeah, there's videos where you have people in the Gaza Strip getting the food from the food line and then running back to shelter for their lives. Sometimes they don't make it. But here's, again, here's the problem. It is the same thing. Whether I'm pro-Russia or anti-Russia, whether I'm pro-Israel or anti-Israel, I'm anti-war, I'm anti-death. It's all unnecessary. Iran greenlights massive Hezbollah attack on Israel, Arabic report says. So, folks, every day that this assault in Gaza continues, every day it gets more dangerous. Not just for the people in the Gaza Strip, but for the people in Israel as well. It's the same story, whether it's Russia and Ukraine or Israel-Palestine. Every day the bloodshed continues, it exponentially gets more dangerous for everybody. No matter what your opinion is, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, every day it gets more dangerous. And by the way, it never makes the news, but there's former top Israeli generals that talk and they say, this is psychotic what we're doing. We're asking for Iran to start a war with us. We're asking for the Arab nations in the Middle East to start wars with us. What are we doing? There are voices of common sense, but they don't get played, just like Colonel Douglas McGregor. His interviews get millions of views with Judge Napolitano and Natalie Brunell and other places that will actually hear from Colonel Douglas McGregor, but he doesn't get on the mainstream news, does he? Because he's anti-war. Same thing goes with the Israeli generals that are anti-war. It's amazing how the message of anti-war doesn't get on mainstream news. I guess they all have stock portfolios with the weapons contractors and manufacturers, don't they? I guess they're all bought and paid for by the war lobby and the war racket. So put aside your opinions. Pro-Russia, anti-Russia. Pro-Israel, anti-Israel. That every day these wars continue, every day there's more bloodshed, we get closer to larger wars, world wars, and exponentially that threat of more bloodshed gets worse. Whether you're in Israel, whether you're in Ukraine, or anywhere else. And to not understand that and not want to put a stop to that is truly psychotic. Here's an interesting moment from a veteran talking about war in front of his city council in clip 6.
My name is Alan Sparrow. I was with 3rd Special Forces Group. I was with the Commanders in Extremis Force of B-23. I was a sniper, a assaulter, and a breacher. I did 3 rotations, 2008, 2009, and 2007. I know war. What's going on in Palestine right now is not a war. It is the dehumanization, it's the genocide, it's the ethnic cleansing of a specific people to take their land. This is wrong, and there's nothing more American than speaking out against what's wrong. The U.S. taxpayer is paying for this, which makes it even more frustrating. This needs to stop. This needs to stop. Whatever you can do, anything, this needs to stop.
And again, this is a stance of common sense. This is a stance of anti-war. It's not pro or anti any nation, state, or people. But it gets spun that way. There's all these groups. And, I mean, the truth is it is the political left, mostly. And they've always been, you can call it anti-Israel or pro-Palestinian, whatever you want. But no, the truth is you have all these groups, and they are leftists, that well, I shouldn't say groups, but there's restaurants or business fronts or whatever. It's in New York City. It's in Europe. And they put up signs on their storefront. They put up signs on their restaurant, and it says, it just says, cease fire now. That's all it says. It just has a Palestinian flag and an Israeli flag, and it just says, cease fire now. And these Jewish groups go around, and they take pictures of it, and they say, look at this business, they're anti-Semitic. How is that anti-Semitic? That's a strange admission to claim that that's anti-Semitic, to call for a ceasefire. Again, and there seems to be no effort to stop any of this. And all the voices that are trying to stop this get drowned out. The military-industrial complex just keeps winning. By the way, one of the guilty members, Lloyd Austin, had a hearing today. And I'm talking to Ivan Raiklin.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Barely even plugged today, and I'm going to get myself in some trouble. So please do me a favor and go to InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these great supplements. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I can tell you firsthand how great they are, but you don't even have to take my word for it. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the hundreds, the thousands of five-star reviews on products like DNA Force Plus and Bodies and the Real Red Pill Plus. I mean, one of the top trends right now is energy drinks. And so you can go to the grocery store or you can go to the gas station and they got coolers full of these energy drinks and they're toxic. They're filled with processed sugar. They're filled with high fructose corn syrup. It's not good for you. Plus, they taste like battery acid. And maybe you get an hour, maybe two, and then you crash when it comes to the energy. Turbo Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. It's the best. It's the best. There's no other way to put it. It's the best. 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop. That's the real deal. It's the best. So stop drinking the toxic energy drinks. Stop putting that poison into your body. Get 10 hours of clean energy, one scoop, Turbo Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, right now it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you shop there and you buy it, you support us. So it's a total win, and I need you to come through for me because I barely plugged today. I've been so focused on the news, and I've really dropped the ball. I've really blown it bad, and it's already, when Alex is not here hosting, we already don't get as much people shopping, so I need you to do me a favor. Go do some shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to get my guest lined up, and I'm also going to show you even more corruption from the Democrats. They literally have a pay-for-play gangster mafia situation going on in California. That's all coming up next. We'll be right back.
First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world. Alex Jones' New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs, yes. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah! I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com because, as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
Good evening, everybody.
There's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. Look, they say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottle, a brand new car. Oh, fear in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
At this point, does it make?
Ooh, that smell.
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
But you're wrong.
There's a guy on the radio. He says he and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur.
arrested. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's lock it up for a little bit here before we're joined by Ivan Raiklin with what went down with Lloyd Austin today in a hearing. First, let's go. This is just the nature of the American left. They're completely psychotic. And all you have to do is just make an innocuous purchase on the internet to find out. Here's Roman Scharf, the CEO of Luxury Bazaar, who just wanted to buy some Trump shoes, and then all of a sudden he became a Russian agent overnight.
So, bought a pair of sneakers. These sneakers. And apparently, they made me a Russian oligarch overnight. Here's how.
You see all the fake news headlines.
Guys, I'm a sneakerhead. I'm also a U.S. Army veteran. And yes, I am a Republican. The title of the article read, "A Russian oligarch spends $9,000 on sneakers to support Trump." Sounds sketchy. But I actually came from Ukraine. At the time, it was part of the Soviet Union. I came here at the age of 13 as a refugee, but my dad had $4 in his pocket. I busted my ass working every dirty job under the sun to get where I am today in order to be able to afford to buy these $9,000 pair of collectible sneakers. But I guess the headline of Russian refugee, Ukrainian refugee, or perhaps maybe just a man, that would not get as many clicks as a Russian oligarch. I even saw a tweet from a Ukrainian patriot that said, "A Russian shady watch dealer bought $9,000 pair of sneakers as a way to move money to Russia somehow." Of course, I kindly asked the author to check the fact that my own charity raised over $250,000 of aid to Ukraine since that war has started before putting out accusations of stupid tweets, if you will. I wasn't trying to make a political statement by buying these shoes. Of course, the internet blew up. I'm getting comments and messages from on IG from people saying, "Oh, I am no longer following you, or I'm unfollowing you because you're a Trump supporter and I'm no longer doing business with you." It's funny, here I am, maybe I'm silly. I thought that people done business with Luxury Bazaar because we've been in business for 21 years because of trust, because of personalized customer service that we provide and great pricing. But I guess I was wrong. You know what saddens me the most about this whole situation is that over something as stupid as a pair of sneakers, it showed me so clearly once again on just how divided our country is. With that said, guys, there's not a mean tweet in the world. There's not an IG post. There's not a news article that's going to stop me from being.
So it goes on again. You're a veteran. You're even from Ukraine. You buy a pair of Trump sneakers and all of a sudden you're a Russian oligarch. It just shows how insane and psychotic the left is. So keep it up, liberals. You're just showing more people that you're the problem with everything. And then here's Fat Joe. Famous rapper, musician Fat Joe had to get himself a pair, too. Here's what he had to say.
"I had to find these. Now the mayor's going to call me. Everybody's going to call me. They say, 'You wilding out, Joe. Why you got the truck?' Look, mayor's the first one. Joe, I'm a sneaker collector. I don't know what none of these guys did. I collect sneakers. The rarer, the better. No, I didn't pay for these sneakers. Sorry. I didn't pay for these sneakers. They knew I had to have them. Because I'm the biggest in the game. What I do is collect."
But no, Fat Joe's a Russian oligarch now. He got Trump sneakers.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Bodies. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Bodies, 95% humanoid extract, will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, it's been a crazy news day, and on days like this, sometimes we let things slip through the cracks, so I'm going to try to not let that happen. Lloyd Austin had a hearing today, and there were a bunch of interesting moments. Ivan Raiklin was there confronting him, and then, I mean, folks, the guy's literally on a bad leg. He's gimping around with a cane, and he's still not letting the deep state rest easy. He's still out there putting in the work. Former Green Beret, Ivan Raiklin, joins me. Ivan, we got the three clips you sent me, too, so feel free if you want to mention those and pitch those, we can go to those. But briefly, what was this hearing about today? Why were you at the U.S. Capitol?
Yeah, so two different things. The reason why he was there at the hearing is because the House Armed Services Committee chairman, Congressman, he's a total scum rhino, Mike Rogers, basically called him in because to make it look like kabuki theater that they're going to try to hold Lloyd Austin to account for being derelict in duty and being AWOL. Remember at the time when he was, at January 1st, when people were like, well, what's going on? Where is this guy? And supposedly he was going through surgery, and it wasn't until a couple of days later that he had notified his chain of command that he was, I guess, in Walter Reed. So while three wars are brewing basically within the Department of Defense, and he's enforcing this illegal DOD COVID jab mandate, he's out there essentially unaccounted for. And the reason why I was there is specifically due to the fact that he did implement the illegal COVID mandate. I'm one of the 231 that signed on to the Declaration of Military Accountability. Tucker Carlson aired that interview with Brad Miller, who's one of the co-signers of that declaration. And I wanted to apply a little bit of pressure in person right there. I sat next to him about, I don't know, 5-10 feet away off to his right. And so I definitely wanted to provide him this book to read, which is the summary of the illegal DOD COVID mandate. Also, the Declaration of Military Accountability. I wanted to give him two copies of different articles written by Brad Miller, The Only Path to Healthy Military, and then Moral Injury. And at the very end, he refused to accept it. I don't know if you want to play that particular
Yeah, here's
clip.
Ivan Raiklin at the beginning of the hearing, as he said, reading this to one Lloyd Austin.
And then the path to healthy military. By acknowledgement, accountability, and restitution of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate's harms. So you talked about doing an AAR about what your decision-making process was with your health. I'd offer you and suggest to you to do the same thing related to the illegal Department of Defense DOD jab mandate. And that's why we have this problem with our military, because a lot of us left because of the illegal mandate. Emergency use authorized products are not allowed to be mandated.
I'm running away like
forced experimentation on the force is illegal, and you will be held to account. I guarantee it personally.
So there's Lloyd Austin running away like a coward, and I know we have more clips of that as well.
Yeah, that was the very end of the actual hearing. It was only there for 2 hours, so not all members of Congress were able to engage with him. But I said, it's my birthday today on leap day. Can I offer you a gift? And it was essentially this package.
You're Leap Day William?
Yeah, I am.
You're Leap Day William on the air on Leap Day? Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I just turned 12 years old.
A 12-year-old with a bad leg and a cane. I mean, your service didn't stop when you left the military. You're still out there getting after it.
Hey, Big Daddy Kane, you need to play some music in the background. Limping ain't easy.
This guy it just gets wilder every time. So he didn't want to hear from you there. You basically, you know, you read him.
His security detail was trying to elbow me out of there. I'm like, hey, buddy, you don't have jurisdiction to do anything other than protect your protectee. So kind of like step aside, protect him, and I'm going to go ahead and make my First Amendment sounds and keep running off.
Let's go to the clip now. Here's Matt Gaetz. Let's go to the Gaetz clip. I want you to comment further. Here's Matt Gaetz talking to Lloyd Austin.
You didn't tell the president that you had cancer, that you were being treated for cancer, or that the treatment for that cancer had gone wrong because you saw it as personal and medical. And I think a lot of us have empathy for you in that regard. But now that you see how personal medical decisions are, will you call for the re-recruitment, restoration of full rank and back pay for the 8,600 service members who were vax mandated out of the military?
No, I won't.
So on March 4th, 2021, you authored a memo. It was entitled Message to the Force. And in that memo, you said that there would be clear and swift accountability for anyone who didn't meet the highest standards of the Department of Defense. Now, however this worked out, we all acknowledge that what you did here didn't meet the highest standards, right? You made a mistake.
I admit it too.
Yeah, okay, so we got that. So then the question is, what becomes the clear and swift accountability? Now, you're not going to be discharged, right? No?
That's right.
Okay, you're not going to be suspended. You're not going to be demoted, and you're not going to have your pay cut. None of those things are going to happen to you, right?
That's right.
Okay, so you come here seeking some grace and some forgiveness. And I want you to know that one of the service members who you vax mandated out of the military sent me the parable of the unforgiving debtor. And it's in the book of Matthew, it's verses 21 to 35. The man fell down before his king and begged him, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay all the debt." Then his master, filled with pity for him, released him and forgave him of his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few $1,000s. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded payment. His fellow servant sat down and begged him for a little more time. "Be patient with me and I will pay it," he pleaded. But his creditor would not wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. And the king called the man who had been forgiven and said, "You evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you?" Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. "Mr. Secretary, you come to us seeking forgiveness, but you offer none. And it seems as though the pattern is repeated. You make a mistake, like on the vax mandate and here regarding your notification. Then you get busted. President Biden had to sign something into law reversing your vax mandate. You got busted here, not because you came forward, but because we learned of this through other means. And then after you get busted making a mistake, you know, you want that benefit, but you don't want to extend it to others. This isn't swift or clear. You're not meeting your own standards that you set for yourself. And you say that the DOD is a learning organization. Haven't you learned yet that the military is weaker, not stronger, with the 8,600 people that you vax mandated out of the military?
Just one point, Congressman. The reason I'm here is because the chairman requested that I appear to talk about the circumstances surrounding my hospitalization.
But don't you see the hypocrisy in it? Because you screwed up, we fixed your screw up, and now you want grace, but these people who sought religious exemptions, they got no such grace. And also, I just think it's ridiculous that we're in three wars, you went AWOL for 3 days, and we get 2 hours with you. If you can't spend more than 2 hours answering these questions, I don't know how you're really operating all these wars.
All right, I want to get Ivan Raiklin's response to that, and I'm also just going to say, Matt Gaetz, your Speaker of the House, please. But ladies and gentlemen, I just get my fourth break of the show today. I barely plugged. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this transmission. We're here every day. I mean, I heard from Ivan like an hour ago. He's like, "Hey, there's this big news coming out of the Capitol. You got to cover this." I said, "Ivan, let's get you on. Let's cover this. It's too important." So please, nobody else is covering. I don't know. Maybe someone else will invite Ivan Raiklin to come on air and cover this. Maybe someone else will give Ivan the airtime to talk about how he confronted peacefully, legally, lawfully with his First Amendment. The corruption from the Biden Department of Defense, Lloyd Austin. I don't know, but I know we did. And I know we will continue on this journey. So please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You know the attacks we're under. You know the censorship we're under. We got great products like Nitric Boost. It's all about blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. It's the best on the market, 40% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And, I know Alex will greatly appreciate it, or maybe Ivan on his birthday as well. Okay, Ivan. Matt Gaetz, Speaker of the House, please, next time.
Let me do a quick plug. I only do interviews with those that have the courage and the fortitude to put out the truth. I only dedicate my time to folks like you, Owen.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm just trying to walk into the Capitol, and the Capitol police pull me aside, and they're like, Owen, you know, we have orders to arrest you if you come in here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I can come in here. He's like, no, we've been told to arrest you if you come in here. Don't come in here. We're gonna have to arrest you. And I'm like, no, first of all, I don't, there's no reason for you to arrest me. I'm going into the Capitol. And the guy was just like, so, I mean, I checked him on it. He knew there was no reason to arrest me. So he was like, oh, okay, well, I guess we got to let you in. And then, of course, they end up arresting me later that day with a piece of tape over my mouth. So somebody is making calls to the Capitol Police. It's obviously a Democrat. And they have a list with names and faces of individuals that they want banned and arrested just for being at the Capitol. So I guess, Ivan, we both have the honor of being on that list.
So I want to pick up where you left off, but luckily, because we have the majority, and I've already kind of paved the way with the – I mostly spend my time in the House because the House Sergeant at Arms works for the Speaker. If I'm on the Senate side, they're trying to find something to arrest me for, and that's why I'm very – like I barely do any First Amendment activity in the Senate other than just sit and listen. Because the Senate Sergeant at Arms works for Chuck Schumer, and if Chuck Schumer wants to go ahead and arrest me, then he just looks over the Senate Sergeant at Arms. When you know the construct of this law enforcement entity known as the Capitol Police Board and the Capitol Police, it starts to unravel and you start to understand why you're criminalized, why I am currently not, why those that were there on January 6th were criminalized, if you know all the different individual players. And I've laid that out. And to be honest, as it relates to January 6th, we're going to hear some big news tomorrow. If it hits before the show, if you want me to come on and give some insight on that. I can say that I had a little bit of a role in what's about to be announced tomorrow related to January 6th. and the U.S. Capitol and Capitol Police.
Well, I guess we'll be waiting and seeing. I'll be hosting the war.
I can't announce it.
I'll be hosting the war room tomorrow, so I'll be paying attention to that. And I guess now we have a third member here. You're probably going to be on the list next too. They'll probably try to ban you from the Capitol.
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting pushed around all week. It's like wherever you know they tell you they need credentials. And
well, he was at the Hunter Biden testimony yesterday. You want to?
You asked him about the cocaine, right?
You know, what I asked him was if he did release the laptop intentionally because he resents his father and hates his stepmother, because I think there's a little bit of a Hamlet situation going on. I'm going full Shakespeare with this, with Hunter Biden. I just wonder if, you know, I get he's a drunk, he's a drug addict, but doing that sort of thing repeatedly, it seems like at least his subconscious is at work, if not consciously doing it.
Well, my retort to that, because I think that there's a potential there. I mean, there's a percentage chance of that, but when he went into the hearing yesterday, obviously he was defensive of his father. He didn't say anything that would be incriminating of himself or his father or his family, and I feel like if that was the case, he would be a lot more willing to throw his father or the rest of his family under the bus, and he hasn't really been able to do that. Then again, it could have been a moment of a drug-induced or drunken stupor where he's just really feeling that resentment and decided to do it. So I guess that could be a potential scenario there, too.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I mean, I think there's something going on there because it just this sort of thing doesn't repeat itself, and I just imagine, I mean, I could see him actually having a lot of resentment, at least towards his father, because of the way he was raised, the way he was used. I mean, it was almost like, not like a son, but a tool for a business. And I don't know if that's the way you raise kids.
And obviously, it affected Hunter in some way, shape, or form. He ended up doing so many drugs that he methed his teeth out of his head.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you talk about Ashley Biden. I mean, a lot of sins of the father visited upon the children.
Yeah, Joe Biden is really a disgusting creep at the end of the day. Aside from the political corruption he's engaged in, he truly is a disgusting creep. And the results that you see from the family are proof positive of that. By the way, you were some people are saying Hunter Biden looked like he was even high on drugs yesterday after the hearing. I guess he's not getting drug tested despite all these the charges he's facing.
That, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I looked at him. We almost made eye contact. When I said that statement, I could tell that hit a nerve because he was struggling not to look at me. I can't say that he looked like he was on drugs. I mean, I've been around a lot of people that were on drugs. I used to direct music videos, and to be honest with you, I got to be honest about everything I'm seeing. I mean, he didn't look like he was on drugs when he was walking in.
He looked vulnerable.
He definitely looked vulnerable, though, I can tell you that.
Well, Ivan, what do you think comes next? I think the Republicans have the case open and shut against Biden. I think when they eventually do the public hearing of Hunter Biden, this is when it's all going to become undeniable to the public. I mean, liberals and Democrats, you know, they deny basic science and biology, so they'll deny it. But I mean, the average American is going to see just the corruption. They're going to see the payments and everything. So, I mean, how do you think this goes? And do you think the Republicans have any strategy? Because I'd hate to see them take Biden out, which is exactly what the Democrats need at this point.
I think the first step's going to be, I mean, after what's the hearing that happened today with Austin, the first step is going to be, I think Corey Mills is going to start to push harder for an impeachment of Lloyd Austin. He's already drafted those articles of impeachment. And I talked to one of the folks that I talked to that's in a senior position said that they're looking at doing a sort of COVID-style hearing of the Personnel and Readiness Subcommittee and the Armed Services Committee to continue to expose the illegal COVID mandate to educate the public, because they need to respond to what Tucker's exposing through X and you guys have been exposing on X now. And after that, I mean, if they do succeed in that impeachment, and now I think looks like there's going to be a Senate impeachment trial of Mayorkas, I think that might be enough of an impetus coupled with the Hunter Biden hearing for a move for a impeachment of Biden. Now, I don't agree with any of that because I don't consider any of them to be legitimately, you know, Biden's not duly and legitimately elected, so none of those downstream appointees are legitimate in my book, but the institutions are. I mean, most of these guys think that there was a legitimate election, so they treat them as a legitimate Secretary of Homeland Security or a legitimate Secretary of Defense. So I get that. So I guess they're trying to do what they can with what they have with a slim majority, because you have so many dumb China-first Republicans in the House that don't want to vote to impeach Biden because, let's face it, they're getting just as much money, probably 10% for the big guy, for their own pockets, like the Don Bacons of the world or the David Valadao's or Dan Newhouse's or Ken Buck or this guy, scumbag, that didn't vote to impeach Mayorkas, Gallagher, for example, or McClintock. So we have such a slim majority that they need to convince those guys to vote to impeach Biden for this to go anywhere.
Well, and I think that the corruption of these people is going to become not just the Bidens. I mean the American left, the Democrat Party, the mayors, the district attorneys, the prosecuting attorneys, the judges. I think it's going to become so obvious that there's going to be some sort of line and threshold that gets crossed. And we're not violent people. I'm not saying there's going to be violence. I'm not predicting violence. In fact, I'm against all violence. But I think what you're going to start seeing is, I'll use this as an example, what we just saw. You know, Lloyd Austin will be walking through the Capitol. It won't just be our guest there giving him the what for. There'll be 30 people out there giving him the what for. And his security detail might be a little less inclined to stop those people from getting into his face peacefully, politically, with his First Amendment. Same thing with these mayors that are letting illegal immigrants murder their citizens. I think that police are going to be a lot less inclined to try to stand down peaceful First Amendment activity when these people are in public.
Right. Another way to assess it, again, this is as an analyst, I'm going to say it this way. I see a moment where we move from peaceful and patriotic to simply patriotic. And it'll be very peaceful for us.
Yeah, and we've always been that way, and that's why they have to set us up with false flags like January 6th to try to depict us as violent people when we're obviously not, and we have the track record of peace, and they have the track record of violence. I want to ask you a quick question.
We have self-restraint. We control our emotions. They're the ones that can't control themselves.
I want to ask you a quick question. This is a completely different subject here, but I want to get your opinion on something. This story hit the news today. German battleship in the Red Sea misidentifies U.S. drone, fires two missiles, both fail to reach the target. So we had a drone misidentified that ended up causing the strike in Jordan. Now you have a drone misidentified here. How are drones being misidentified? Something seems off about this to me, Ivan.
Well, we do have a capability there in Jordan that covers down on two other countries, as far as I understand. So, I mean, misidentifying a drone, I don't know if that's something too outlandish, because there's a lot of commercially off-the-shelf available drones that you can purchase. Without knowing more details, I can't really give an accurate assessment. I just want to be honest in what I say. So.
All right. I'm sure you can find some corrupt dirtbag there in the Capitol to go give the what for and the how to. So I'm going to let you go here. Folks, that does it for the InfoWars Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks to Ivan Raiklin. Thanks to Ezra Levant and all of our other guests. Thanks to everybody for tuning in today. Great job by the crew. I'm off the InfoWars War Room today. We're going to have guest hosts Drew Hernandez, Rob Dew, and then Alex Rosen. So tune into that. And please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.